Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
New York's trusted source for news, traffic, and weather. This is WCBS News Radio 880, streaming 24/7 on the free Odyssey app.
And we went through a whole wheel of weather, didn't we? We had rain, we had snow, and the wind, and temperatures will be falling today. Craig Allen with the details.
George Santos' constituents on Long Island and Queens are calling on their congressman to release his tax returns after Santos confirmed in a campaign finance report that $500,000 loaned to his campaign wasn't his own money, as he had claimed. WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall, live this morning in Nassau County ahead of a rally that's going on this morning. Soph?
And Wayne, Nassau County Legislator Josh Lafazan has been asking Congressman George Santos to resign. That does not appear it's going to happen. So today, Lafazan is calling on Santos to release his tax returns after Santos confirmed the $500,000 loan to his campaign was not personal.
For decades, public leaders have been releasing their tax returns to prevent conflicts of interest and to earn the public trust. We're asking George Santos to release his last 4 years of tax returns to cover both his races for Congress and his 1099 forms for contract work or his W-2 forms as an employee in his name. We want to know who George Santos worked for and who George Santos owes money to.
I reached out to Santos's spokesperson for comment, but have not heard back. Lafazan also called Santos a pariah that will do nothing for the people of Long Island and Queens. Wayne and Paul.
So thanks. 18 children, 4 others injured yesterday afternoon. A fire in a Queens basement caused by another one of those lithium-ion batteries.
One of those children in critical but stable condition after this fire that broke out in an apparently unlicensed daycare in the basement of this duplex on 72nd Drive and 147th Street just after 2 Wednesday afternoon, but under control in 40 minutes.
There was a lithium-ion battery involved with the fire. It's being investigated by the fire marshals at this time.
FDNY Chief John Esposito says it's become a real problem and offered this advice for people using them.
You should be using UL or other regulated and certified batteries. They should not be charged in the entranceway or pathway to leave your house or apartment. You should not charge them overnight.
Meanwhile, a dental lab also found in the basement, unclear if it is legal. Violations were given for work done without a permit and a vacate order issued. In Kew Gardens Hills, Samantha Liepman, WCBS 880 News.
You know, there's a street in Nassau County, in Malvern, which is named after the village founder who was a KKK leader. Well, they're going to rename that street today. Paul Lindner founded the village in 1921. He ran the local Klan chapter. Lindner Place will become Acorn Way at the unveiling today. The Malvern Village Board unanimously voted to change the name in September after a campaign by the Malvern High School students and others who said this is not a good idea.
Craig Allen, I just saw the radar, and you can see all that nasty weather is pivoting nicely out to the east.
It is, and it's raining really hard over the ocean right now. It was wild last night for a while, especially along the Jersey Shore. Long Island and Connecticut took the brunt of the rain and the wind, and temperatures were in the mid-50s across most of the area. Right now, it ranges from 33 at Monticello and 38 degrees around Poughkeepsie to the upper 40s to around 50 in the city, and it's still in the 50s across parts of Long Island, but it'll kind of level itself off around the region. region into the mid and upper 40s and very windy for a while today. Fair and colder tonight, the wind dying down after midnight. 30 to 35, 20s north and west. Friday will be a partly sunny, seasonably cold afternoon. That means right around 40 degrees. Most of the weekend should be dry. Definitely Saturday. It's mostly cloudy right now. Temperature is down 2 more degrees. It's now 48. Humidity 86%, and the west wind is picking up, gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour.
Craig, thanks. Today is when Mayor Eric Adams will deliver his second State of the City address, noontime today at the Queen's Theater, where he's expected to unveil an apprenticeship accelerator program. Apprentice Accelerator. Let's hear about that. A program including early tech jobs to create a talent pipeline in New York.
Mayor Adams says it's time New York City takes to technology. In his State of the City speech, he'll outline a portal allowing New Yorkers to access benefits, government programs.
So our My City is going to be allowing New Yorkers to know all the resources that are available to them and take away the burden and the bureaucracy of navigating government.
The mayor was on hand when Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell announced plans for an NYPD app.
Find out events going on in your local area. Public safety threats will be available by push notifications as well.
She says the app will let you file a criminal complaint or look up an accident report. I'm Juliet Papa, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS News Time 611, and Mayor Adams will be met with protesters outside the Queen's Theater. Advocates who want the mayor to close Rikers Island Jail will be there at the State of the City.
Inside the Queen's Theater, of course, the State of the City speech. Outside in the street, protest about closing down Rikers. Among those taking part, the group Freedom Agenda, which Darren Mack leads. He was incarcerated at Rikers as a teenager in the 1990s. His main issue is that he says Eric Adams has failed on his campaign promise to close down Rikers.
The mayor had to deliver on what New Yorkers want, and that's why we're rallying to remind him to keep his commitment to why people put him in office and to move forward with closing down these deadly jail systems.
Understandably, he says most of the recent focus has been about the loss of life at Rikers, but that it goes past that, that the population there is actually increasing, and the number of inmates facing mental health challenges spiking as well. At City Hall, Glenn Schuck, WCBS 880 News.
New York's Attorney General Tish James is asking Madison Square Garden for more information about using facial recognition technology to enforce their arena bans. Tish James telling us that her office is still investigating to see if people are being discriminated against using this facial recognition technology.
There have been a number of media reports with regards to the bias related to this technology, particularly against people of color and women. And so that's why we are seeking more information. We have not come to a conclusion, but in order to further our inquiry, we need information.
In a statement, MSG says their policy does not unlawfully prohibit people from entering their venues, and they do not discriminate against people based on race or gender. 6:15, Thursday morning, the 26th. I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane. There's a proposal in Connecticut to create a bear-hunting lottery system, as bear attacks are becoming more frequently. Our little furry friends showing up around the garbage cans and such in the suburbs. Now a plan of action, maybe. WCBS reporter Sean Adams, live in New Canaan this morning, Sean.
And here's why. A 10-year-old boy bitten and scraped up by a bear in the fall. Black bears breaking into homes and rummaging through kitchens. There are now calls in Connecticut to have a bear hunt to thin the herd. One proposal would create a lottery system. Debate is expected to be contentious among lawmakers. Wildlife officials have been tracking steady population growth. Encounters are increasing. More than 10,000 bear sightings last year, close to 70 home entries. We were here in New Canaan last week because a couple of bears popped up in a neighborhood. There's concern that the bears are losing their fear of humans. Faced with a similar situation, New Jersey just recently brought back its bear hunt. Animal rights groups, they are mobilizing, they're preparing to fight. They say people are the real problem, people who feed bears and get too close. Reporting live in New Canaan, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
Here's this morning's 88 Seconds in Sound for this date, January 26th.
Today, the Los Angeles County Fire Department received a 911 call of a potential helicopter down in a brush fire.
We're waiting the arrival of the coroners.
The LA Times has confirmed that Kobe among those killed.
A basketball great, a teammate, a husband, a father,
Kobe Bryant will be remembered as all those things, leaving behind a legacy of excellence and determination both on and off the court.
This just does not feel real. I mean, this is just shocking.
The NTSB would blame the pilot for ignoring his training and violating federal regulations, flying in thick clouds as other air traffic was grounded. Today, the All-Star MVP Award is named for Kobe Bryant, who Forbes says earned more money during his career than any other team athlete, $680 million.
The pain of a city doubled yesterday as Mora was taken off life support.
2022. Even in death, Officer Wilbert Mora, killed along with partner Jason Rivera in Harlem on a domestic call, helped others stay alive.
The organization that oversees organ donation in New York City says 3 to 4 people will benefit from Officer Mora's gifts of life.
Mora and Rivera's photos now hang on the remembrance wall in the precinct with those of the other cops who have died in the line of duty. Phantom of the Opera is the longest-running show in Broadway history, debuting on this date in 1988 and still going. Andrew Lloyd Webber first asked Meatloaf's wordsmith, Jim Steinman, to write the lyrics, but he couldn't because he was busy working on a Bonnie Tyler album that would never even chart in the U.S. Phantom, like all of Broadway, took a hit during COVID, and a closing date was announced for this coming February 18th. Since that announcement, attendance surged, and the closing was pushed back to April, which, if it happens, would still be amazing, 35 years at the Majestic. Neil Young pulled his music off Spotify a year ago, and a year later, most of his 60-year catalog is still grayed out. You can't hear it. For example, you type in Heart of Gold, and this is what you get. It was controversial claims about COVID on Joe Rogan's podcast on Spotify that made Neil Young boycott. This is January 26th. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.